the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad to be with you here today. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Talking about Cam Newton's comments about Jalen Hurts. Was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair or unfair? We are up to 86.7% that said it was unfair.
So you think people hear he's not a top 10 quarterback and they just focus on that?
I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
And I would say that saying he's not a top 10 quarterback now... I will say this. I will just couch it with this. People who voted in that ESPN thing, personnel people, there and there were some people that the lowest, the highest was six, the lowest was unranked. So there were some people that didn't have him in the top 10. I would say that not having him in the top 10 is hatery. That I get.
Well, you would at least have him in the top 10.
I have him seven,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
yeah. I have the normal five. And then I have, wait, no, I have...
Hold number on. Four.
Number yeah, four.
The normal four. Then I have...
Stafford.
Stafford.
Baker.
And you like Baker,
Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that puts him at seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Stafford and Baker. And I know everybody gets mad at Baker. I get it. I understand. Stafford, I think there's a reasonable...
Well, here's the funny thing about Baker.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about Baker. And I love Baker when he came out. I thought he was going to be better in Cleveland. Had the good rookie year, and then things went down. But you can't... You can't ignore that Baker has revived his career in Tampa.
Oh, it's been insane.
He
threw 40 touchdown passes.
40 touchdown passes last year. So, and I'm talking about what he looked like at Carolina, and he went to the Rams before they really had anybody out there. And then, man, he got his shot in Tampa. And
he took it.
Look what he's done. He wound up getting an extension and everything.
And I just, so for me, Baker's eye test.
And they're going to win that division again.
I love watching Baker. Like, I know he turns the ball over probably a little too much.
He's a little bit riverboat gambler.
Yeah, yeah. But I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. I like watching. He's got stones. I like Baker. So, and Baker, you know, has beaten Jalen a couple times.
Todd Bowles beat
Jalen. There you go.
Well, you did put up 31 points in the playoff game.
Well, Todd Bowles did. That's his one kryptonite.
I hear you.
Because so, nothing else can stop him.
So, you know, Micah Parsons continues to wait on his new contract, as the Cowboys normally do. They wait till all the other players at the position sign so they can pay the very most for their player.
Awesome strategy.
Yeah, Jerry Jones was talking about the strategy and Micah Parsons yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
He makes things so much messier than they need to be. I respect it. He doesn't care.
He started... To not name Dak, and then he just said Dak Prescott.
Yeah. He's like, you know, some players that you sign for a giant contract may not even play any of the games.
Two-thirds of the season.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Yep. And then, Micah Parsons retweeted T.J. Watt? Or J.J. Watt. And what did J.J. Watt say?
I have to look it up.
Something the effect of, you know, why would you do this? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
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 I don't understand... He definitely loves star players.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones does. He does pay them.
Yeah.
Why does he make it so much harder on himself? I just don't understand.
So here's my read on it.
Yeah.
There's no logic to it. Let me just get that out of the way first.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
He just doesn't care.
It's his team.
Yep.
He's not going to be told what to do and when to do it by players or coaches.
Or other people probably advising him.
Or people that's advising him. People whose paychecks he signs. And that's where he's at. He is a power-driven guy who at some point felt like he had to wrestle his team away from Jimmy Johnson, and he's never relinquished it. Now, think about this. I'm not saying this is – I hope this isn't the way I would run a team. But if you're the guy who bought the team, you pay all the players, he has ego in him that also says, It's my way or no way. He's gotten rid of Jimmy Johnson, and he let Bill Parcells leave out because Bill Parcells didn't want T.O., and Jerry Jones did want T.O.
Well, and by the way, all the money that he has to – everybody's like, well, you have to end up spending more for the players. And if I'm him, I'm like, I don't care. It's my money. I got so much money. I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, he is the richest franchise, right, in sports.
I'm sure
the value
of the
Cowboys
most.
Are. Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah.
So J.J. Watt said, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to do it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you.
Yeah,
and I think the last hurdle, and that was ridiculous, Jerry Jones. Yeah. Great tweet by J.J.
Yeah.
And Micah, good job retweeting it. Jerry Jones got in the Hall of Fame and just – I don't know if he says he wants to win the Super Bowl, but he wants to win it his way.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. He won three, albeit early in his ownership. It's been 30 years since then.
And by the way, the third one, he won his way.
Yeah.
By firing Jimmy Johnson.
Yes, by getting rid of Jimmy Johnson and proving he could still win.
Yes.
Without Jimmy Johnson.
With Barry Switzer, an idiot. He hired an idiot and he won the
exactly.
Super Bowl.
And then, like I said, he got in the Hall of Fame. He's rich. He's not going to be around to spend all the money that he's made.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is like, I know I'm going to have to pay him, but I'm going to do it when I want to do it. Didn't he make Dak wait to like the opening day?
Let all the other quarterbacks get paid. Yes. He did the same thing with CeeDee Lamb last year. Yeah.
He didn't care about losing these sort of tug of wars with his players.
He's like, oh, what? I got to pay him $200 million instead of $180? what was I going to do with that $20 million anyway? What was I going to do? At least I had a little fun.
I just don't see how they ever win that way, man.
Well, of course not.
They'll be entertaining.
Yes.
But ultimately, man.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP.
Fitting.
Hey, today it's Cowboy Jim. I can't wait till Dak Prescott is top five quarterback next year and Micah wins top defensive player.
This is so pathetic when you try to get chesty.
Yeah, it's so sad, dude.
Yeah.
Before I get to Jerry Jones, OG, I'm a top five caller. You got to mix it up. Burrow is a better passer. Just say that. No one's going to take away Jalen's trophies or anything like that. Just say that. It's okay. God, you're going to give Ike Reese a heart attack.
Yeah, I saw it. It was funny to watch somebody else do that on the show, actually.
Have you look? Thank goodness my flight's delayed, so I can protect the greatest owner of all time.
Oh,
you know, he's like me. He tells the truth. He's entertaining, unlike your boring owner who puts you to sleep after 5 minutes. Or please keep the tush push. That stupid illegal rugby play. That's your owner in a nutshell.
And a winner.
Enjoy this time right now, because in 20 years, we're back. Go, yeah, enjoy it now.
We are.
It's short-lived.
It hasn't been, though.
We're on like 8 years of it.
Let me tell you.
Or 25 years of it.
Hey, Stewardess Jim, I thought about this yesterday when I was thinking about the Cowboys. And this notion that they somehow dominated the 90s and all this other stuff. Like, a great run is what the 49ers did. Like, the 49ers had a decade-plus run. Right? The Patriots had two decades of a run of winning titles. Guess what the Cowboys had ultimately, Cowboy Jim, Stewardess Jim?
It's really 5 years, right?
They had a five-year run. If that. You won three Super Bowls in 4 years, and you haven't. It took you 25 years to win another playoff game. So after they won the Super Bowl in 95, they were dominant from 92 to 95. What did they do after that? You didn't win a playoff game for almost 30 years. You still haven't gotten back to the Super Bowl, an NFC championship game. This idea that you guys were the team of the 90s and dominated the 90s, you had a four-year run.
Look, I'm not OG. Can I talk now?
Yeah. Okay? I just want to get that out. Yeah.
The Cowboys are never irrelevant. They're never irrelevant.
I didn't say they were irrelevant.
Congratulations.
You guys speak hours on them. ESPN, they'll talk about Dak's contract during the basketball games during that they bring up the Cowboys.
You're stammering all over.
They're
not relevant. They're relevant because they're the Cowboys, not because what they do on the field.
Yeah.
And can we help out Hugh Douglas? Have we discussed this Hugh Douglas and his excuse for that guy at Coldplay? Have we heard about this?
Oh, he said
what happened?
Well, he said that if he was the the guy, he would have told his wife that he was just keeping her warm.
Oh, that would have worked. That would have worked.
And Ike, help me with this, okay? He's saying that.
Well, why Ike?
I'm staying out of that. Yeah, leave me out of that.
Yeah, I don't.
He's saying, like, look, you know, tell your wife. Just tell her she was cold. I mean, where did he get these excuses from? Dennis Rodman? I mean, come on.
It wasn't me.
Here's the thing. He's single.
Yep.
So he can have that thought process.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be single forever.
Yes, us married men don't have that thought process.
Just tell her she was cold in the middle of July.
She's cold. It was like 85 degrees.
And the ambiguity.
Stop, man.
Goodbye, losers. Bye.
Goodbye.
I can't even get it out.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, you want to talk about Christian HVAC?
Oh, come on, man.
Real quick.
You know summer's heating up.
It is.
I know. When you go home.
We're in the depths of it.
Yeah, come on, man. You get with your ACs on the fritz. Come on. That's a good joke. you got to make
sure. You have a guy?
Yeah, I got a guy. I've always wanted a guy. You know, I'm jealous. People are like, I got a guy. Well, I got a guy for you when it comes to your HVAC needs and really all your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. And that is Christian Home Services. A couple weeks ago, the guys at Christian came up, hooked me up with the preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service, parts, and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business. And a team that you can trust. Did you know 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services. Now you've got a guy. They've got me covered, and they got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
All right. By the way, speaking of Micah Parsons, just because they play the same position, Trey Hendrickson, not at camp, not reporting to Bengals camp, wanted a new contract, didn't get it. You know, the Bengals famous for, they couldn't just pay everybody, right? they paid the receivers, they didn't pay Hendrickson. I was looking at, you know, Elliott put out his depth chart or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are not only missing some of the top line guys we thought about, and you would know this because they don't have them, but they just seem awfully thin at those positions as well, right? Like
certainly don't have any household names.
No, yeah. And even like offensive line probably more thin than we've been. Remember, because mm-hmm. we're talking about Tyler Steen starting, he was your backup guy last year. Do you think it's in the cards at all that they would make some sort of splash move like Hendrickson if the guys at camp, if nobody pops, if Ojulari doesn't pop and Uche doesn't pop and...
Well, they signed a guy today.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
I don't know.
The kid from Cleveland, right?
He had 3 sacks last year, I believe.
But that lets you know something is already in their mind that they need to add depth there.
Well, they're just trying they're trying to spray as wide as they can.
Yeah. If I would say yes, Spike, if I believed Hendrickson would come and play on the final year of his deal.
Yeah, but
I don't think he is.
No.
Because that's the only problem. I don't know if the Eagles are willing to spend what is going to make him happy as a defensive end.
Yep.
But I tell you what, I was with a guy last week that looks like he's staying in shape. If they need to break the glass,
oh, he'll be back
to pull
in a second.
The lever.
Are you kidding me, BG?
Javon Kearse?
BG.
By the way, Javon Kearse looked excellent. Looked like he could still be.
He's about 10 years older than BG.
Yes. Yeah, he did say he works out 4 days a week, though. And he did say he's been thinking about the damage he could do next to Jalen Carter. He did tell us that. Dude, BG.
BG, well, I'm just telling you, in case of emergency.
Here's how the call would go. So BG's phone would ring, and it's Howie.
Yeah.
And Brandon would go, hello. And Howie would go, Brandon, we were thinking, and Brandon would be at NovaCare. Immediately.
I'm already on the way.
Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying his life and enjoying his family, but that dude
he'd put them shoulder pads back on if they needed
me?
Him. Yes, if they needed him.
Oh,
he would.
Love to, especially to be needed.
Yes.
You know? And he could tell them, well, if you need me, that's I'm not playing on no minimum.
Oh, no.
That's going to be eight. There's going to be 8 million, 8 and 6 zeros. Yoshi and
David
Brewery.
Robertson, Brandon Graham.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, the same, yeah.
Yeah. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back, fellas. Glad to hear y'all.
Aww. What up, Yoshi?
Great to hear from you, Yoshi.
Hey, man. I don't know how great it's going to be for you to hear from me in a second, It's great. It's great to be heard. No, it's simple. It's simple. You know, I don't argue about the Jalen stuff. What's name? You know, like I don't do all of that. But I'm gonna tell you one thing: if you ever dumb down B Dawg again, don't you ever?
I'm just asking questions.
Don't you ever?
I'm just asking questions.
Dumb down B Dawg. 30 years from now. Better be on that list. If he ain't on that list, I'm coming for you, boy.
I'm don't just asking
he's
questions.
Something never seen before. He's superhero like.
Yeah.
He's special. Don't you ever dumb down him. Don't you do that.
Yeah, I think Dawg and AI have permanent spots on the Mount Rushmore.
D Dawg is something special, man. What's the name? Like that man, what's the name? I mean, to suplex somebody in the game. I mean, you know how he hit Jerome Bettis in that game?
Ooh, that's my favorite hit, man.
Ryan Howard hit 58 home runs in 2006 and won a Super Bowl. All right?
Won a World Series.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stop that, Spike. But I
that was Jack.
That, Spike.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. But all I'm saying is, like, he might have been a little bit dirty.
Stop. I just told you to stop.
Okay.
Listen,
all right,
man. And
Andre Waters with better PR.
You ain't gonna be able to talk later on arguing with daggone OG, man.
OG drives me crazy, man.
Yep.
Man, he
gives you guys a bad name. Gives the Jalen people a bad name.
He got Spike yesterday. He got Ike today, man. Stop letting him play. We gotta, like, man. I love Jalen, but I'm not arguing all that. Hey. Joe Burrows does throw the ball better. He does.
And it's okay to say it. It's okay.
Man, I'm a diehard Jalen fan, but come on, man. What's right is what's right. That boy can spin that daggone ball, what's the name, and leave it alone. It's a couple cats that can spin the ball better than Jalen. But even though we got this debate and all this stuff, we all root. He arguing with cats that everybody root for Jalen throughout the season.
Yes.
Like, I get that they little, what's their agenda, but they rooting for Jalen. If Jalen go down, they're like, man, I don't really want to see this guy come in right now because Jalen, what's they give a little X factor for us. Like, chill out. I don't care what Cam's talking about. I think Cam a little biased because, you know, Auburn don't like Bama. I don't care what he's talking about.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Hey, I text Jack soon as y'all said what it was. What's name? And then Cam a hater anyway. I mean, he ain't even in the game if they ain't winning. I was looking at a game not too long ago. I forgot what game it was. And he was so lethargic the whole game until they got like it was New Orleans. Until they was like 4 points down or something like that. Then he got hyped. Like, I got to see you in person for some things I want to call him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Leave that boy alone, man. And I'm going to tell you right now. Look, Spike.
What?
I thought your junk food was going to be fried bananas and apple cores and watermelons.
No, French fries, that is junk food.
No, it's not. You know, man, French fries have so many nutritional values, bro.
That, like, dude, every like, nutritional value of a potato is ruined by deep frying it.
For you are McDonald's French fries. Sorry, McDonald's, but they're the only ones that's bad for you. You eating Chickie and Pete's French fries. They are not bad for you. Believe me, I know. Like, they have nutritional value.
We will debate this.
McDonald's fries are bad for you?
Yeah, they ain't even real fries. What do you see what they do?
Oh, don't tell me that. I already don't eat McDonald's, but the fries is the one thing I would eat from McDonald's.
They're excellent. You don't eat French fries looking for nutritional value.
I'm trying to stay away from you, Ike, so stop talking about junk food. I was trying not to get on you today. What's saying? Your golf swing will be a whole lot better if you take care of your core. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
You got somebody famous with one name for next question today, Yosh?
Well, I ain't trying to win that, so I got a couple of them. Did anybody say Nelly White for Shantae? Because, boy, she ain't got thick after that baby.
No, nobody said
Shantae. A lot of young people don't even know who Apollonia is. Google or what's name and look at the old picture.
All right. No, we're cutting them off. It's bad news. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Oh, man.
So with training camp stats coming back.
Yep.
And I know I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like I do this a lot, but I don't really care. My 5 favorite bits at WIP.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. 5 favorite bits at WIP. All right.
Because I think training camp is the best bit at WIP.
Training camp stats. Yes. All right. That is coming up next. Well,
that's
also
already a number one then.
Well, it's the basis of the list.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And a new Twitter poll that Ike is really going to want to know the results of. So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.